in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be.
And I'd love to mix in circles, clicks, and social coteries. That's me.
Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
Hello, this is The Underground, the KBOO Youth Collective's once-a-month show, and this month's topic is Halloween. Ooh, spooky.
And we're going to play pieces for you.
Pieces about Halloween. Ooh, spooky. And this is our first piece, which is by Leslie and Cecily.
In those first days of the world, it is told, nothing could be seen. The people had to listen.
In the darkness.
Boo! Did I scare you?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Oh.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm too old to trick-or-treat. The popular consensus for the age of trick-or-treating says that kids 12 or 16 or older are just too old to trick-or-treat.
Well, I'm going to be a princess, and I don't think you're ever too old to go trick-or-treating.
Well, what do other people think?
Well, we did some interviews. You want to listen?
Yeah.
So how old are you?
25.
What are you going to do for Halloween?
Go to a Halloween party probably and take my son trick-or-treat.
How old is too old to trick-or-treat?
Never.
Never!
If you're a kid at heart, go.
How old is too old to trick-or-treat?
Can never be too old.
Jeez. So how old are you?
18.
And you?
18.
So what do you plan on doing for Halloween?
Giving out candy. Going to a party.
And how old is too old to trick-or-treat?
You're never too old.
Yeah.
I'm 11.
I'm 9.
I'm 45.
What do you guys plan on doing for your Halloween?
We're going trick-or-treating.
So how old is too old to trick-or-treat?
16.
You still go.
What are you guys going to be?
A hippie.
A fairy.
A gnome.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
And how old is this guy?
He's 3 and a half.
Jane. What was it that you were going to be doing for your Halloween?
We are going to take him trick-or-treating, and then we're going to go to a Halloween party.
Okay, and how old do you think is too old to trick-or-treat?
I think like...
12?
I think like 16.
Oh yeah? Well, I hear some of the most popular costumes this year are going to be... Little Red Riding Hood.
Tinkerbell.
A superhero.
A pirate.
A ninja.
Betty Boop.
A Madonna.
Punisher Muscle Man.
A ghost.
Spider-Man.
A cowboy.
Harry Potter.
A princess.
And
Ron Burgundy.
Boo. Did I scare you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. I'm Cecily.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're with the KBOO Youth Collective. Ooh.
All right. Thank you very much, Leslie and Cecily. Our next piece is from Lily, who will be interviewing Chihiro.
Okay. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us your position at KBOO?
Yeah. My name is Chihiro, and I'm the outreach coordinator at KBOO Community Radio.
What exactly is the Boo Bash?
So the Boo Bash is kind of like a new name for an old tradition that's been around at KBOO for a long time. It's the Boo Ball, and I guess we haven't done it for, I don't know, like 6, 7, 8 years or something like that. It's before my time, because I've only been here for 2 years. But when you talk to people who've been around KBOO a long time, they always talk about, and they kind of like have this nostalgic memories of like, oh yeah, the Boo Ball we used to do down at Union Station, and we used to have this big Halloween party. So I sort of came up with the idea of wanting to bring that tradition back in a way, but kind of make it something new and different too, since it's been a while since we've done it. So that's why we kind of, instead of calling it like the Boo Ball again, I thought it'd be fun to kind of just change the name a little bit and call it the Boo Bash, and try to make it a little bit of maybe a broader range of appeal, trying to also bring in like some of the younger crowd as well. So it's a pretty wide range of music. So you have some jazz that might appeal to some of the older folks, but we also have like some of the big DJs on the scene right now, like P Disco and Broken Window. And we have a pretty diverse range of other bands as well. Some of them combine like live and electronic. And it's everything from like party music to kind of like crazy performance art. So it'll be a little bit of all that, plus like some wild horror movie projections on the ceilings and walls, and of course it's a fundraiser for KBOO too, so it's all for a good cause.
Why is it a benefit for KBOO?
It's a benefit for KBOO partly because I mean that's the tradition of what the Boo Ball was, but I was just trying to think of a fun way. I mean, you know, we have like our pledge drive, it's going right now, but we do our pledge drive which raises money, but it's sort of fun to have something where you can give some money to KBOO, and I try to make it so it's not too much money. You know, it's like $7 with the costume and $10 without, which hopefully is reasonably affordable. So it's a fun way to kind of give to KBOO, but KBOO also will give back to you in that, like, it's this really big party that we put on, and we just, in a way, it's kind of like saying thank you to everybody. And we can make a little bit of money about it, but it's really a lot about fun. And we're going to broadcast it this year as well for the first time, so it'll be on the KBOO signal. So, you know, people who can't make it out or don't have the money to go, they can be part of that, even like sitting on the couch at home and enjoying their Halloween that way.
For the people who can make it out, where is it and when?
It's at Holocene, the club called Holocene at 10th and Morrison. It's 1001 Southeast Morrison, I think, is the address. And the doors open at 8 p.m. And I believe that our live broadcast starts at 9 p.m. And then it runs all the way till like, I think it technically ends at 2 a.m. But I know that they kind of keep it going till the last person leaves. So it could be 2:30 or 3. So at least 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. though at Holocene.
Okay, well, that's just about it. But is there anything else you'd like to add that you haven't already mentioned?
Well, I guess I'd just like to say that hopefully, you know, folks can come out and just have a good time. And if you don't know about KBOO already, you can come down and enjoy a little bit about hopefully what we're going to do. It's a little bit of a preview, too, for what we hope to do next year, like some of these younger bands with the underground music and culture. We're hoping to maybe have an alternate internet stream next year. We're tentatively calling it KBOO 2. That'll be a whole nother stream of content of, like, shows and music and maybe even some public affairs. So hopefully people can at least come down and check it out or tune in and enjoy that. And hopefully next year, just to talk about what we talked about real quick, maybe we can do an all-ages event, too, that can also do that as well.
Thank you, Lily. Once again, that was Lily interviewing Chihiro about the upcoming Boo Bash. The Boo Bash, once again, is Halloween night, October 31st, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. There'll be a lot of cool bands there. And now we're going to go back to our member, to Isaac and Noah talking about our membership drive.
Okay, Marinos, hope you're having a lovely evening out there. As we're still behind our goal, we're extending the membership drives until Friday at noon to reach our budget goal. And so we'd like you to get the phone right away and call 503-232-8818. And if you live outside the River Town, 1-877-500-KBOO.
And I should jump in here and point out that the Boo Bash is, sorry kiddies, 21 and up, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't call in and join. We are still offering an incredible value. Youth membership is still only $10. If you're 18 or under, pick up your cell phone right now and call 503-232-8818. And if we have a goal for this program of $240. So if 24 of you guys call in right now with the youth membership of $10, then we can reach that goal. Call us 503-232-8818. 888-232-8818. We have some really cool t-shirts you could sport, some awesome silk screens. Call us up and become a member.
$10 a year. That's roughly 3 cents a day and 22 cents a week. So basically, you could think about it as like something that, you know, you just have like left over when you make any purchase, you know, out in public, you know. Take 3 pennies, you know, you have left in your pocket a day, you know, after you buy, a cup of coffee or whatever, you know, and fork them over toward the $10 a year membership, you know, for youth membership. And by the way, you know, as Isaac was just mentioning, we do have all kinds of great shirts out there, including KBOO versus the Mediazillas for a $75 minimum pledge. It was designed by our own Matt Worker, which features several behemoth Godzilla-like figures, you know, terrorizing the City of Roses. And then there's someone at the bottom who says, "It's a bird! It's a plane! It's community radio!" And it has KBOO in the lower left part of the t-shirt. And that could be yours for a $75 minimum pledge if you call 503-232-8818.
And if we have any parents listening now, I can encourage you all to join at a $60 minimum pledge. Buy your kids the Best of Youth Collective CD and encourage them to come on down to Southeast 8th and Ankeny and join our broadcast here. Anyone can become a member of KBOO, whatever you can give. We're asking for youths to 18 and under to join at $10 minimum. We have a low-income membership of $20. And we're asking other folks to try and join at $5 a month. That's a $60 yearly annual pledge. We have all sorts of thank you gifts if you start at that level. So let's get those phones ringing at 503-232-8818 or outside of Portland at 877-500-5266.
We truly are the gift that keeps on giving. But most of all, when you become a member of KBOO Community Radio, you're just left with that feeling of satisfaction, like, you know, you've done something very good, you know, for the voice of the community. Something altruistic, basically. And, I mean, that's the greatest feeling of all, in my opinion. And but regardless, there's so many ways, you know, in which being a KBOO member, you know, offers, you know, benefits and such. You could even decide who you want to represent the board of directors, unlike a vast majority of radio stations out there. I mean, you could decide who you want represented on the KBOO board of directors that makes all the vital decisions that keep this a persistent community in the and the City of Roses, and by becoming a member right away by calling 503-232-8818. You yourself can make your voice heard.
That's right, 503-232-8818. And I would recommend anybody to turn on KBOO any time of the day, and you're going to hear some really unique programming. Right now, you're listening to the Youth Collective, and this is a 100% youth-produced radio program, and you're not going to find that too many other places. So give us a call, 503-232-8818. Support this empowering and unique radio project that is KBOO. We're going to return now to the Youth Collective. And call us one last time, 503-232-8818. Now back to the Youth Collective.
All right. Thank you, Isaac and Noah. I just wanted to point out that a youth membership is only $10. I mean, come on. You can't get any lower than that. Now we're going to go to Annie, who has an amazing piece for us.
All right. My name is Annie, and the next piece that we're going to be playing for you is a recording that I did with Ben, too, on our trip to a corn maze for Halloween-type fun.
Ooh.
So it's Halloween time. It's a spooky season with lots of spooky stuff to do, like go to corn mazes. Spooky corn mazes.
There is one such corn maze only 10 miles from Portland on Sohu's Island. So Ben and I decided to check it out. My mom graciously volunteered to drive us out there. It was a spooky trip. The sun set around 7 p.m., and once on the island, we got hopelessly and spookily lost. Eventually, we found the corn maze after circling the entire island and got in line for the maze.
It was a very long and very spooky line. After paying our admission, we were informed that there would be scary people in the maze lurking and being scary in the corn. Also, we were told not to point flashlights in other people's eyes. And also not to attack the people we were paying to scare us. But little did they know, we spookily did not bring flashlights to make it spookier.
They totally... I'm scared.
I'm really, really scared already. Ben can attest to how hard I'm squeezing him right now.
Really hard. Just gotten weird.
That guy was like a stalker.
Yeah, he could have just followed us through the entire maze if he wanted to.
The maze is packed with other visitors, most of whom had brought flashlights, and upon being spooked by the scary lurkers, would raise their lights in fright, unfortunately blinding the two of us. It was hard not to find yourself behind or in front of someone else, which was also unfortunate, because when the scary creatures of the corn jumped out, other people's reactions ranged from screaming shrilly to running right into you.
What's that? Oh, it's just a broken corn song.
But sometimes it seemed like you were all alone in this huge maze. The whole maze was rustling from the eerie autumn wind and from those lurking about. You could hear faint screams in the distance, and every shadow threatened to jump out and scare you.
This isn't the right way.
I feel as though we're going in a circle.
Yeah, I think we need to go back.
Okay, let's keep going.
This year, the maze was shaped like a pumpkin patch with a tractor in it. Not too exciting, but very tricky. We were wandering around and getting stuck in dead ends for a long time.
The maze is open until Halloween. The maze will be haunted, meaning people will scare you in the maze on Friday, Saturday, and this Tuesday, Halloween. You can see aerial photos of current and past mazes at www.thepumpkinpatch.com. That was a piece about my trip with Annie to a corn maze, and it was fun. And now we have a piece about Brianna speaking to my boss at Hot Dog on a Stick. His name is Mike Riley. He's manager at Pioneer Place where I work. You can come visit me. Please don't, because that'd be really creepy, actually. He's worked there for 4.5 years and has had lots of experience preparing for Halloween in the workplace.
I like a lot of people, when I first ever saw Hot Dog on a Stick ever in my life, I walked by it and was pretty much gawking, laughing, pointing my finger at the employees working there, because it's such a different uniform than any other fast food service place. It just stands out because it's so bright and shiny, and at first glance, it's a little, you know, shocking, I'd say. So when I first started, I was very hesitant and a little shy, bashful about the uniform. Now that I'm in my four and a half years, I'm very relaxed and I'm very embracing of the uniform, just because this company's done so many great things for me. Since I've been working here for 4 years now, I don't think I've ever seen any of the food court vendors, their employees, dress up at all. They usually will just wear their regular uniforms, their aprons or polo shirts. I don't think I've ever seen anyone dress up before. And that's why I kind of like our spot, because we do dress up every year. So it kind of shows our spirit, I guess. Since our uniform already is pretty festive, the stripes are like world famous, they only let us go so far with the decorating as far as like Halloween or Christmas or Thanksgiving. Or we can amend the uniform slightly for the holidays. They do let us dress up for Halloween, which was kind of in limbo for a while because last year there were some furrowed brows as to some of the uniforms that were worn. There's like midriff shown, so kind of stuff that really doesn't fit our family-friendly restaurant. So for the first half of the year, they were saying no dressing up for Halloween this year, but slowly but surely they've kind of repealed that. Last year, I was Donald Trump. I had the wig, a three-piece suit. The year prior to that, I was a Blues Brother, Elwood Blues, my favorite Blues Brother. And then the year before that, I was Indiana Jones. So I had fun with the costumes, definitely. I'm trying to pull off Dwight from The Office, but I don't know how well it'll attract people, or like they'll recognize the uniform. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about what to do. So to the true hot dog people that love the company, I've seen people dress up as a cup before, where they've actually built a felt life-size cup and had the logo on there. I've seen Tarzan cheerleaders. We don't really allow any gory costumes, so it's all pretty much like the run-of-the-mill, nothing too over-the-top costumes. But I've seen quite a variety. They always take pictures of all the stores in the company, and they send them in to the office, and they'll show all the pictures in a newsletter. So I've seen quite a bit. So again, since we do wear the uniforms all year round, it's usually the same kind of reaction that we get when people haven't seen us before in our uniform. They're kind of like taken aback by it, since we do dress in, you know, a very flashy uniform to begin with. So when we do dress up for Halloween, people do kind of, you know, they expect it almost from us, because, you know, we donthe famous uniform, so they expect us to dress up some lavish way. Yeah, the hot dog on a stick uniform, been around for 60 years now, is a striped shirt with blue shorts. The girls wear vertical stripes, the men wear horizontal stripes. Red, yellow, blue, and white are the colors. The girls wear our trademark hat, which is the tall hat that everyone sees and kind of laughs at, to be honest. It's our very most important thing about our store is the uniform. It was our founder's pride and joy. When he founded the company, he wanted to make it different, so he had this uniform that stood out than any other vendor in California. But over the years, they've adapted the uniform to fit, you know, current trends and whatnot. Even now, I've heard rumblings of allowing people to have tattoos, where right now we're not allowing tattoos just because we don't want to detract from the uniform, our famous uniform. So, but there's some people in the company that I know are trying to get that to be amended. I see regulars that work up in the office tower above us that are most business people, lawyers and whatnot. And I've seen a couple that have come down during holidays and like with like a St. Paddy's Day headband on or something, but nothing that would, I'd say, stretch their boundaries, nothing that would be over the top. The most people I see dress up are other vendors down the way, not the food court vendors, but like the other, like the Gap people I know that have dressed up before, the Children's Place. So not the business people so much as much as the employees that work in the mall area. I think the uniform is like just an expression of, to everyone else walking around seeing me wear it, that I love what I do.
That was Brianna with the KB Youth Collective. Thanks to Mike and Hot Dog on a Stick. And now we've got an interview with Brianna and also with me.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
So, we just heard from your boss, Mike, about his experiences with dressing up in the workplace and mm-hmm. his love for the hot dog and a stick uniform. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of wondering, what's your take on how you're going to celebrate this Halloween at work?
Oh, probably not anymore, now that you mention it. I had a great idea where I was going to dress up as Henchman 24 from The Venture Brothers, a television show on Adult Swim. But I decided that going to work in costume was about the only occasion I had to dress up. I know it's pathetic, but I didn't think it was worth it after all.
So what are you going to do instead? Just show up in your regular uniform?
Yeah, Or, you know, I heard that it's an excuse for people just to go in their street clothes. Maybe I'll, like, borrow a leather jacket and be all punked out for the day.
So what do you generally do for Halloweens?
Me? Generally do for Halloweens? Nothing. Come on. I'm not a trick-or-treater or creative enough to come up with a costume. So what I do is I... nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So do you ever get people giving you a hard time because you don't do anything for Halloween?
No, because nobody cares about me.
That's not true. Okay. We didn't care about you. We wouldn't give you so much airtime.
I love this airtime. I'm just soaking it in.
And you know, a thing about the way that we get this airtime, Ben, is that people give us money so we can have this airtime.
Yeah, money is good. See, I have to work part-time at Hot Dog on a Stick to make money. But KBOO, it's a radio station. It can't go to Hot Dog on a Stick and wear that classy uniform 25 hours a week and make you delicious fried foods and lemonade fresh squeezed every 2 hours to make a living.
It's true.
Also, KBOO costs a lot more to run than Bentu.
Indeed. And that is, in fact, why we are taking this time out of our youth airtime tonight to ask you guys, the youth listening, to help us out. Give us money so you can keep listening to us. We've invited our friends, Noah and Isaac, to tell you a little bit more about why you should love us.
That's right. Give us a call at 503-232-8818. Because you know what? Even if KBOO could put on that striped uniform and go down to work on Hot Dog on a Stick, it wouldn't. Because we're a non-commercial community radio station. That means you're not going to hear one hot dog brand over another being advertised on these airwaves. You'll hear reports, maybe, from the Youth Collective. But we are not advertised supported. We are supported by listeners like you. We're especially trying to get the youth involved right now during the Youth Collective program. We're still trying to raise that $240. So let's get 24 youths, that's 18 or under, to call in now with a $10 contribution.
I concur, and we're certainly not squeezing, you know, a fake artificial lemonade out of the Country Time packet either. We're squeezing the real deal and everything. And you can make it squeeze by calling 503-232-8818. And by the way, for a $60 minimum pledge, we encourage you to get a pair of tickets to see The Bus Project Presents Trick or Vote. Help us fight the fright of voter apathy. It has two purposes, getting out to vote and having a ruckus time. And you could be there on October 29th, which is this Sunday. You can canvass from 2 to 6:30 p.m., and then the party starts at 8 p.m. It'll feature Thomas Lauderdale and Chyna of Pink Martini, the March 4th Marching Band, Bark, Hide, and Horn, and many others. And it could be all yours for a $60 minimum pledge for a pair of tickets. And you can get them by calling 503-232-8818.
Yeah, and also we have this premium right here. It's a CD collection of the best of the Youth Collective. And you've heard what we've done so far tonight, and I know you're impressed, and I know you want to own it on a compact disc format. That is for a $60 minimum pledge, and it has a retail value of priceless.
And you know what? It doesn't even matter if you don't have 60 bucks to give us to give this great thank you gift. We will take any money you have.
That's
and
right.
You know what? I'm a youth. I'm 18. And I work just like Ben, except I'm a lifeguard. And I've given $70 stick, huh? To KBOO this month already. $70.
70 bucks.
Wow. And we're taking whatever people can give. Look in your pockets right now. Go through your dirty laundry and find those crumpled dollar bills and give us a call at 503-232-8818. That's the number to call. Check it out. We're still behind goal, so we're having to extend the membership drive until Friday at noon to reach our goal. But if we can get folks to call in right now, we won't have to keep extending this membership drive. Once we reach our goal, We're going to stop and go right back to your pure, unadulterated, non-corporate, non-commercial community radio. So, Noah, what number should they call to help us reach our goal?
503-232-8818. And again, if you live outside the Portland metropolitan area, it's toll-free at 1-877-500-KBOO. Our goal is $240 for the program, so don't be a corn dog. Call 503-232-8818.
And I'm not sure that folks can really get a sense of how many people, how many real live individuals are down at the station right now in
like
control
20,
of this, that's right, of this community broadcast. All these people got trained thanks to membership funds that you members are contributing at 503-232-8818. Come on down, Southeast 8th and Ankeny. Check it out. Bring your kids down. Get them in.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. And don't forget, a youth membership is only $10.
You need to give us money so Aaron will stop beating us. She's beating us, and it hurts, and we need your money. She won't stop unless you give us money.
All right.
So call the Denver.
Awesome. I think we're going to move on to our next piece. And our next piece is amazing. It is. What's our next piece? Let's see. It is something. It's about Samhain.
Samhain.
What? How do you say it?
This next piece is by me, and it's about Samhain. And this is not the anchor intro sheet where I very nicely wrote an intro for it. Thank you, John. This piece is about Samhain. I take a moment to learn about the pagan holiday by that name, and also the band. And I share what I learn with you. And also, it's track two.
Samhain, spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, is the word for November in the Irish language. It was a pagan festival celebrated by the ancient Celts, marking the ending of the summer season and the end of the harvest, celebrated on or around the 31st of October. In Ireland, they continued to practice this sort of ancient pagan rite well after the arrival of Christianity in the middle of the 6th century. Pope Gregory IV standardized the date of All Saints' Day, or All Hallows' Day, to November 1st to the entire Western Church in 835. Therefore, because Samhain occurred on the night before All Hallows, it eventually became known as All Hallows Even, or Halloween. In 1983, The Misfits, a New Jersey punk band fronted by Glenn Danzig, were close to disbanding. That year, Samhain the band was formed by Danzig, with Steve Zing on drums, Erie Vaughn on bass, and Lyle Preslar of Minor Threat on guitar. Between 1983 and 1986, Samhain released two full-length albums and one EP. On July 14th, 1986, Samhain performed what was to be their final show at the Ritz in New York City, where Rick Rubin, the founder of Def Jam Records, was in attendance. He wanted Glenn to go solo. And so, Glenn, Sowen bassist Erie Vaughn, guitarist John Christ, and drummer Chuck Biscuits went on to form Danzig.
That was Ben talking about Samhain, the pagan holiday. I just want to remind everyone, anyone who is 21 or under, to come down and join the KBOO Youth Collective. It is an amazing experience. You get to be on the radio. That's what turned me on about this whole experience. And now we're going to go to Nicole, who's going to talk about our next piece.
I'm Nicole, and this next piece is about how Halloween can relate to civic action. It's about an Oregon program called Trick or Vote.
Many enjoy Halloween as a time to stock up on candy. Some people have found a way to make this holiday an opportunity to help the community. Trick or Vote was founded about 6 years ago as the Oregon Bus Project director, Jefferson Smith, went trick-or-treating with a friend who was running for Congress. Trick or Vote is now widespread, and in some places, participants campaign for specific candidates. Other places, such as Portland, focus solely on reminding people to vote in the November elections. The most effective ways to increase the voter turnout is through talking to them face-to-face. This increased voting by 7-12%, while phone calls only increased the voting by 2%. This year, Trick or Vote is taking place on the 29th of October, the weekend before Halloween. For more information, or to sign up as a Trick or Voter, visit www.trickorvote.org. Two coordinators of the program and one student participant were interviewed about their experience with Trick or Vote. Cammie Arnold is this year's program's coordinator, and Sarah Ryan was the first coordinator in 2004. Amy Frank is an eighth grader at West Sylvan Middle School. When Sarah Ryan led the first ever Trick or Vote 2 years ago, it was in many ways an immediate success.
We had about 200 new first-time political volunteers, which is amazing. And we had 800 people come out in general just for, you know, this Get Out the Vote event, which is pretty exciting for a canvas. It's actually the first time we've gotten that many people for a canvas in the history of Oregon.
Cammie mentions another factor that contributes to the success of the program.
Even if you're too old for traditional Halloween things like trick-or-treating, you're not too old to trick or vote.
So not only do young people get to be involved in the adult world of voting, but everyone can participate in a traditionally youthful holiday, Halloween, as well. Amy says that one of the reasons she will be trick or voting this year is that she feels young people can make a difference in government even if they can't vote. And trick or vote is a great way to do that. Cammie says,
we can take things like Halloween, which is an awesomely fun holiday, and combine it with democracy and make democracy awesomely fun.
Amy is confident that this program, because of the face-to-face contact, will have an impact on voter turnout. But Sarah wants to see a new level reached in the future.
I think if we can get people doing this everywhere, we can take Halloween over as our holiday, just getting out there. and making, you know, voting connected to Halloween somehow, so that when people are getting ready for Halloween and they're out there partying or doing whatever they do for Halloween, they say, oh yeah, and my ballot's due, or, and yeah, I have to vote next week.
Quaker voters are well on their way towards achieving that goal. Similar activities have been created across the country. Many of them are modeled after Oregon's program. There's still time to get involved with this year's Trick or Vote. Just go to www.trickorvote.org. And remember, Oregon ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. This year, that's Tuesday, November 7th. This is Youth Innovation for Education speaking. We are a group of about 10 young people between the ages of 13 and 20 who are one of 8 sites across the country given a grant by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation 2 years ago. Youth do not always have the ability to play an active role in their community, so we're trying to increase youth voice and engagement. We also want to improve education through service learning. Right now, we're recording monthly segments like this one for the Youth Collective. We will also produce television shows for the Portland Public School District's channel, that's Channel 28, and are working to put together a student newsletter to be distributed in all the Portland Public Schools. In the future, we'd like to implement more service learning in Portland Public Schools. We're recruiting new members, so contact Lacey Hawkins at lacey.m.hawkins@co.multnomah.or.us for more information or an application. That's lacey.m.hawkins@co.multnomah.or.us. Thanks for listening. This is KBOO Community Radio.
And that was a piece on Trick or Vote.
This piece by Youth Innovation for Education is about how young Israelis view the current war in the Middle East.
To see when you turn on the TV early in the morning, is it the casualties of the war in the Middle East or our nation's new accomplishments in a foreign country? We hear opinions given by leaders, presidents, and soldiers every day. Many say what we want to hear, but is that the only perspective about which we should be concerned? The war in the Middle East not only affects those living in that region, but also the lives of many citizens. Conflict is slowly becoming the picture of how this world works. Youth grow up with war as the backdrop of their life.
We interviewed 2 Jewish Israeli teenagers and asked them about their views on the Israel-Palestine conflict. This is what we found. Leanne Almug, a 15-year-old living in Portland, Oregon, says, I've already seen a video of the Arabs shooting at one of the Israeli army's planes, shouting, Allah the Great. So it's no wonder she describes the views Israelis have of Palestinians with the words, pretty bad. Leanne thinks Americans do a good job of saying the Palestinian side of the issues, but that it's much harder for Israelis to do so. Naama Schweitzer, also an American Israeli, says, it's a lot more personal to people there. Leanne, being fully aware of the history of the Jewish people, puts the current war in perspective. She says, here we go again. But even though she thinks Jews have gone through many similar and worse conflicts, the current problems may impact her future. She has also thought about joining the Israeli Defense Force, but now even her family doesn't think that she should. Opinions are definitely changing. While much of the world still supports having a Jewish state, many also recognize the Palestinians. Both Leanne and Naama feels Israel should stay a Jewish state. Leanne says the fact that Israel is a Jewish state, that makes it so special compared to other Jewish communities. But Naama says that Palestinians deserve land as well and that a compromise could be necessary. The challenges that face peace and policymakers around the world are numerous, but Leanne, like countless others, has hope the wars, which are an inherent part of life in the Middle East, will someday come to an end. She says, it might seem impossible, but I do have faith.
This is Youth Innovation for Education speaking. We are a group of about 10 young people between the ages of 13 and 20 who are one of 8 sites across the country given a grant by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation 2 years ago. Youth do not always have the ability to play an active role in their community, so we're trying to increase youth voice and engagement. We also want to improve education through service learning. Right now, we're recording monthly segments like this one for the Youth Collective. We will also produce television shows for the Portland Public School District's channel, that's Channel 28, and are working to put together a student newsletter to be distributed in all the Portland Public Schools. In the future, we'd like to implement more service learning in Portland Public Schools. We're recruiting new members, so contact Lacey Hawkins at lacey.m.hawkins@co.multnomah.or.us for more information or an application.
That's lacy.m.hawkins at co.multnomah.or.us. Thanks for listening. This is KBOO Community Radio.
All right. Thank you to YIFE.
Youth Education for Education. Wait, is that how it is?
Youth Innovation for Education. Oh, and their continuing love for the youth to help us out and make beautiful pieces for our show.
Every month.
Every month.
But we have to tell you that you need to call a phone number.
Yes, a very important phone number. A phone number that starts out 503-232-8818.
And that number actually is going to connect you with people who want your money.
Indeed. And if you're too cheap to call the 503 number, you can call the 1-877 number that goes something like this. 1-877-5-0-K-B-O-O. That's a 5266, by the way.
So that's 1-877-500-5266, in case you didn't get that at all. And I don't blame you.
And you know what?
Because we're crazy.
We are crazy. We're the crazy youth. They get to take the time and talk into your ears. And we love it. We love it so much that we're going to take even more time to talk into your ears and tell you that if you're lazy and you like to play on the internet, you can open up a new tab on your window and you can go to www.kboo.fm, and there's a little button for your convenience that says join now. And you know you have to do what it says. You have to join now.
Yeah, a regular membership is $60 a year, and that breaks down to, like, I don't know, 2 cents a day or something like that. Something infinitesimally small.
It is only $5 a month, which is, like, lower than minimum wage, guys. Come on.
Almost. I should know. Ha-ha. We should both know. We're youth, and we don't get paid much at work.
And we want to send out a special thank you to Jerry from Portland. He's a renewing member. He called in during the last pledge break. He loves KBOO because we are non-commercial. But we want to have a special shout-out to all the youths listening tonight. This is the Youth Collective program you're listening to, made entirely by the youths of the community. So call in right now. We still have $180 to go. That youth membership, good for discounts all over town, is only $10. That's 2 fives, 10 ones. That's nothing.
You KBOO Youth Collective are having too much fun back there. But seriously, I mean, come on down for yourself to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're half a block south of Burnside with a little Robin Egg Blue building right behind the Juniper Hotel. Come on down and see exactly what makes us a community rather than, you know, someone sitting behind cubicle walls, you know, with a microphone. I mean, we can give you a nice tour of the facility and everything we do here. We could treat you a nice cup of Joe. We could provide you with a free bumper sticker. Anything you want. Just come on down in person and see exactly what makes KBOO a thriving community. Or if you know you're a little too exhausted this evening, getting back from work and such, you could just support us by calling 503-232-8818. You're having too much fun back there.
That's right, 503-232-8818. Maybe you're a listener who was just flipping through the dials and you loved that old school punk rock music that you heard a couple of stories back. Maybe you're part of the DIY culture. Well, extend that over into your media society. Become part of the DIY media revolution that KBOO represents. This is community media. That means it's made by members of the community, for members of the community, and about members of the community. But it's not free. The trade-off here is we don't ask for any advertising dollars. We ask for shows of support from our members. Help us boost our membership numbers and our operating budget right now by calling 503-232-8818. Whatever you can give can help.
That's right, Isaac. We're all about the DIY and the TLC, none of that MSG. Anyway, we're still behind our goal right now. We've got $60 so far. We still have $180 to go. We're extending the membership drive until Friday at noon to reach our budget goal. But, you know, hopefully that won't have to come to that. We could make a last-minute rally, and you could become part of that rally by calling 503-232-8818.
Grandmothers, grandfathers, mothers, fathers, uncles, and aunts, call in now and get your niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter, daughter, or son their gift membership.
Uncle twice removed.
That's right. That holiday season is coming up, and maybe you don't want to get caught up in the consumerist rush that funds our sad little economy here. So call up and give your dollars elsewhere where it really matters. Get a gift membership here at KBOO by calling 503-232-8818. We have so many cool thank you gifts to offer you back. All these really cool t-shirts, CDs. We're offering the Best of Youth Collective CD for a minimum $60 pledge. That has some of their best work from 2005. Lots of exciting stories. So give us a call now. Noah, what's that number again?
503-232-8818. And again, if you live outside the City of Roses, it's toll free at 1-877-500-KBOO. And as pointed out in the previous segment, you know, we're giving away tickets to see Trick or Vote by the Bus Project. Fight the fright of voter apathy by volunteering to scare up ballots right at before the election. You could party with Thomas Lauderdale and Chyna of Pink Martini. You could see the March 4th Marching Band, Bark, Hide, and Horn, the Pillar French Intention, and more. It's this Sunday at the Crystal Ballroom, and you can get a pair of tickets for a minimum pledge of $60. And that could be yours by calling 503-232-8818.
And check it out. We only have four pairs of tickets left for that Bus Project Trick or Vote, which is going to be really cool. It's going to get people psyched up for the November election. As you all know, this is a really pivotal time. And we just got these tickets in, I believe, today. So you could be one of the first people to get your tickets by calling 503-232-8818. You're going to hear all sorts of exciting political information, as well as hear some of the best local music. As always, just like here on KBOO, where you're always hearing the best music and the most exciting political news.
We have a family of about 450 volunteers who dedicate hours of their time every single week, you know, to bring you the fine music, arts, and public affairs programming you won't find anywhere else. We basically burn, you know, pounds and pounds of elbow grease and nail polish, you know, just to give you everything you want out there. And the only way that you can continue for this message to be heard, you know, whether it's your favorite news, musical programming, or arts and poetry, whatever, you can make it possible by calling 503-232-8818. As Rosie the Riveter says on our clock, we can do it!
And maybe you're not a youth. Maybe you're a totally different age listening in now, but you just wish that you had an outlet like this when you were under 18. Think how amazing it is that we can get these kids in here producing their own shows and getting broadcast to all of Portland and all the surrounding areas that can pick up our signal. This is empowering. And maybe you want to empower the Youth Collective. Maybe you'd like to empower news and public affairs. Maybe you're into bluegrass or blues or jazz. Whatever you're into, KBOO has it. Call us up, 503-232-8818. And I believe right up here we're going to return to the Youth Collective. So give us...
All right. Thank you very much, Isaac and Noah. We are going to play you guys a little song to fit with our Halloween theme. Here at the radio station, we have one of our favorite musicians that has given music to our Randomonium show, which is on Friday night, by the way, 11 to midnight. And we're going to listen to Eyeball Skeleton.
Give us money!
Hello. This is your calendar for today. Your youth calendar. You know, fun stuff to do happening, like last Thursday on Northeast Alberta Street, tomorrow, October 26th, all evening long. There are lots of gallery openings, delicious food, street merchants, and crazy antics from the Clown House, I'm told. But also, look out for some kickball in that area. It might just happen.
It might even happen more if you give us money. All right. You know, you want an event featuring a 7-foot-tall purple foam porta-potty. You have anxiously awaited the release of Captain Underpants and the preposterous plight of the purple potty people. You have found the perfect event. Barnes & Noble, 1317 Lloyd Center. You can get some information calling them, 503-249-0800. Friday, October 27th. It's at 4 p.m. and it's free, unlike radio, which costs money. You should call us, 503-232-8818.
Now, in its third year, the Stumptown Comics Fest continues to evolve into one of the city's premier cultural events. This year's fest will spotlight some of the amazing work being done in comics and both graphic novels, which they'll be happy to sell you, with exhibitor booths from some of the country's best comic artists, publishers, and shops. That's this Friday, 4-8 p.m., Saturday, 10th. Wait. Friday, 4-8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Oregon Convention Center, 777 Northeast Martin Luther King Boulevard, StumptownComics.com.
All right, and maybe you're looking for an event you can take a little brother or sis to. Maybe you should take them to see the recent Portland transplant zine veteran Kathy Camper, Saturday, October 28th at 4 p.m. at Reading Frenzy. She'll be reading from her book, Bugs Before Time, Prehistoric Insects and Their Relatives.
On October 30th at 7 p.m. at McMinimum's Kennedy School, 5736 Northeast 33rd Avenue, there is a reading with seven local authors, including Heather Larimer, Jan M. Underwood, and Joe Kermaski.
They're going to read their scariest stories. And we have only 30 seconds left to tell you that you are listening to the Underground KBU Youth Collective. And we have a show, Randomonium, from 11 to midnight, last Friday of the month. We're on the fourth Friday of every month. We share the slot from 6 to 7 on Wednesdays with Hole in the Bucket and Circle A Radio. If you're interested in joining us, call 503-231-8032, extension 511. Leave a message for Aaron Yankee. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys have a great night listening to Hip Hop Next.
And give us money, because we need money.
The Boo is back in Halloween. Wear your wildest costume to the Boo Bash, the next generation of KBOO's famous Boo Ball. This celebration features a wide range of musical talent from jazz to electronic, with DJs and live bands. This fundraiser for KBOO will also be a special live broadcast. The party takes place at Holocene at 1001 Southeast Morrison on Halloween night, Tuesday, October 31st, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information, go to kboo.fm.